This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. It aims to regulate online gaming by prohibiting harmful money gaming services while encouraging e-sports and social games. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the legislation aims to protect people from harmful online money gaming, which is causing addiction, financial fraud and cheating.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced key bills in the Lok Sabha amid uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including Special Intensive Revision or SIR drive of electoral roll in Bihar. The bills include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. The bills have proposed that if the Prime Minister, Union Ministers or Chief Ministers are arrested and detained in custody for 30 consecutive days, for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their job on the 31st day. Opposition parties, including Congress, AIMIM, and Samajwadi Party, opposed the introduction of these bills, terming them as unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred the bills to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill further amends the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. It seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management, IIM, at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important centre of the northeastern region of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while co-chairing the 26th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission meeting in Moscow with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov. Dr. Jaishankar also stressed on the urgent need to address trade imbalance between the two countries. India successfully test-fired intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Orissa coast. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. It also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists surrendered before the security forces across the state. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewara district, while 8 surrendered in the Narayanpur district. Each surrendered Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees under the state government's rehabilitation policy. And on to sports now. Diamond Harbour FC defeated East Bengal FC in the second semi-final match of the Durand Cup Football Trophy by 2-1 in Kolkata. Diamond Harbour FC will now face North East United FC in the final at the same venue on Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.